skin types, where to look if you have skin issues and are looking to get to the root causes, ingredients to use for DIY creams. These are just a few topics that Dr. Trevor, Cates, and I get into on today's podcast. Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book, and with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/e. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/e. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and today I am talking with Dr. Trevor Cates. Dr. Cates is the author of the USA Today and Amazon bestselling book, Clean Skin from Within. And she's also the founder of the Spa Doctor Natural Skincare line. Dr. Cates has been featured on various TV shows, including The Doctors and Extra TV. She has been interviewing over 250 experts on the Spa Doctor podcast, and she's also hosted her own PBS special, Younger Skin from Within. Dr. Cates believes the key to healthy skin is inner and outer nourishment with natural and non-toxic ingredients. Today, we're going to be talking about how our skin is our magic mirror, the 5 skin types, and we're going to be wrapping it up by talking about skincare ingredients to avoid. Welcome, Dr. Cates, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I've been so excited and I've really been looking forward to chatting with you because there's some amazing things that you've been sharing that I couldn't wait to get just firsthand, like tips and answers on. So before we get into the awesomeness of the podcast, I like to start off with something fun. So I'd like to ask you, Dr. Cates, what is one fun fact about you that no one really knows about?
So I think one thing that I think people don't realize about me is that I really love the whole spiritual side of things and being, you know, and I feel like there's so much opportunity for that, that a lot of times we don't talk about. And that, you know, people come to me as a naturopathic physician and, you know, the author of the book, but there's so much that I believe in that we can't really see, but it's definitely part of our healing.
Very interesting. I like that there's like this whole other side. Do you think maybe in the future you'll maybe talk about it more, kind of the spiritual side of healing?
I think so. And I, you know, and I do some in my book a little bit, but definitely it's something, yeah, I haven't really shared as much, but I'm starting to with my patients and different people. So
very interesting. I look forward to learning more about that side as well. I think this entire healing process is a learning process. So very interesting that you as well see different sides of it.
Yeah.
Awesome. All righty, Dr. Kate. So I like to start it off. I've heard you mention that skin is our magic mirror, and I've heard this before as well, but I like to get your perspective is why do you call our skin our magic mirror?
Yeah. So our skin is our largest organ, and because it's right on the surface of our bodies, it is a great way to get messages about our overall health. So if you think of it as an organ, a lot of times people, when they think of organs, they don't really think of skin because it's just this exterior thing, but it is a really interesting organ that's connected to the rest of our body. And so we have these messages that show up on a regular basis. And a lot of times our temptation with skin is to cover it up or suppress it. But it actually, we can use it as a tool of giving us feedback about our lifestyle choices, about what's going on with our health.
Very interesting. Yeah. I can 100% relate to that. I've been been on the path of trying to suppress it with, you know, creams and steroids and things like that. So what would you suggest for someone who, like, they are seeing eczema, instead of going the topical route, where would you suggest they begin?
Well, I mean, and that's a big part of why I wrote my book, Clean Skin from Within, because I had my own personal journey as a child. I had eczema and a lot of health issues that showed up on my skin, more allergic types of symptoms, hives and, you know, allergic reactions and everything that the doctors would put me on, all the different medications, I'd have either an allergic reaction or an adverse reaction to. And so they all just made me feel worse. And I really remember it being a tough experience. And so that is actually what led me to become a naturopathic physician, because holistic medicine, when my parents actually found that practitioner, that was the one thing that turned my health around. And so it planted a seed in my mind early that I wanted to follow this path. And I started to realize, I've been practicing as a naturopathic physician for 20 years. And I started hearing from my patients about 10 years ago, I was hearing that they would talk about their skin and how great it looked and how their skin issues were clearing up. And I realized that a lot of people were just used to this typical conventional dermatology approach of covering it up, suppressing it. And so I really wanted to get this message out. And so that's what led me to write my book. And I started to notice certain patterns in my patients. And I realized that there were 6 root causes behind skin issues. And that if we can really identify those and address those, then we're going to help things like eczema, really, really any kind of skin issue or most skin issues. And we're also going to not only address the skin problem, but we're going to help the health in other ways. So, you know, and when I talk about root causes, they're, you know, things like nutritional deficiencies, inflammation, microbiome imbalance, hormonal imbalances, blood sugar imbalances, oxidative damage. These are the kinds of things that when you hear these, you realize it's not just related to skin, right? They're related to a lot of different health problems. But again, as I said, our skin is oftentimes that early warning sign that something's out of balance. So with eczema, and I invite people to go take my skin quiz because that helps people identify which root cause is the problem for them. And they can go to theskinquiz.com. And so they can find out what their skin personality type, if they're an Amber, Olivia, Sage, Emmett, or Heath skin type. So eczema typically is what I call the Emmett skin personality type. And so with eczema, one of the biggest things is actually the immune system, right? The immune system is kind of hyperactive, and it's just not in balance. It's not working the way it's supposed to. So, but that's actually not the root cause, because what causes the immune system to go out of balance has more to do with the gut and inflammation than just, you know, the immune system itself. Like, our immune system is designed, we come into this world, it's designed a certain way. And for some of us, there's genetic predispositions for there to be certain imbalances. And then also combine with certain things that go on in life, like, you know, taking antibiotics or, you know, stress or even other medications like steroids, it can actually create these imbalances that further the problem. And eczema is definitely one of those big things that shows up on the skin. And it's really just our immune system just screaming for help.
Wow, that's incredible. You shared so many amazing things. So first, I think I took the skin quiz that you mentioned, and I was Heath, and there were so many things that it just I was able to relate to, and I could tell, like, okay, yes, this symptom I had, this explained it. So it was just so, you know, interesting to finally find something that spoke my language. So I definitely, anyone listening, go check out the skin quiz. I will link it in the show notes. It is amazing. So you mentioned eczema is something that shows on the skin, but there's like a deeper problem, right? That just shows up on our skin. Now, I know in your book, you mentioned that there are 5 skin types. Is that the names that you mentioned, or is that something else that you refer to?
Yeah, no, those are the 5 skin types. And I really, what was happening is people would just say, well, I have dry skin. They would identify with something like dry, oily, mature, sensitive, but that's just a description of the skin. It doesn't really give a skin type in a way that helps you get to the root cause. So that's why I wanted to redefine skin types and give them all human names. And as with seeing these certain patterns in my patients, and I realized that not all people with skin problems have all six of the root causes, but there were certain patterns. So when people find out which of the skin personality types are, it helps them identify which root causes they need to focus on. So in my book, Clean Skin from Within, I talk about these different skin types in, of course, more depth. And I have a 2-week program where, so when people know their skin type, they can make modifications with their 2-week program to really help address those root causes.
And there's 4 points to the plan, right? The for the 2-week program. Could you tell me more about those?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're clean plate, clean slate, clean body, and clean mind. And so clean plate has to do with the foods to eat or the foods to avoid. Because really about with all 4 of these, it's about helping relieve and address these root causes and avoid the triggers that worsen the root causes. So for example, eating anti-inflammatory foods and avoiding the more pro-inflammatory foods. And then the next section is clean slate. So there's clean plate, and then clean slate is having to do with the products we put on our skin and what to avoid and then what to use instead. And then there's clean body, which has to do with reducing toxins in your environment in other ways, and also supporting the body's detoxification pathways. And remembering that skin is actually one of our body's detoxification pathways. And we often, when we think of detoxification, we think of the liver. And then also a lot of people will think of kidneys and then maybe the digestive system, but people forget about the skin, and that we, you know, when we perspire, that's one of our ways of detoxification. And so that's clean body. And then clean mind is about stress management and mindfulness practices.
That's beautiful. You cover such amazing and important topics, yet you make it sound so easy to understand, which I can appreciate for something that's easily to digest and able to take action on, instead of just, you know, being confused and not understanding any terminology. So that's so interesting. And you mentioned triggers. So what I'd like to know, like, what are top food triggers that we could look out for and try to avoid?
Yes, absolutely. So in my book, I talk about 10 different foods, 10 different things to avoid during the 2-week program. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to avoid all of these for the rest of your life, but it's really good to identify your triggers. And so I picked the 10 that are the ones that I see the most frequently and when my patient's having a problem. Now, there can be other ones too. There are more than 10 possible triggers. In fact, I've seen all kinds of crazy test results of people being allergic to things that are sensitive to things that don't really make sense. So everybody's unique and to a certain extent, but there are 10 that most people have a problem with when it comes to skin issues. And so I have people eliminate those for 2 weeks and then start to, you know, kind of introduce them back in. Really, ideally, if someone is sensitive or intolerant to something that's different than an allergy, with a sensitivity or an intolerance, I hope to get them back to the place where they actually can occasionally get a little bit of it and not have problems, you know, not have a big reaction, like a big eczema breakout. But of course, if someone is allergic to something, if they've had allergy testing and they're allergic, then that's usually, that a lot of times is a lifelong thing that they need to avoid. But so when we look at things overall, so there are certain foods that overall just are more challenging for the body and for the skin, like sugar. Sugar, really, it would be best if we totally avoided it. I mean, but hey, you know, I know, especially when you have kids. I have 3 kids. Mine are older now. They're 13, 19, and 21. But I understand that it's not always easy to go completely sugar-free. But we do know that sugar is pro-inflammatory, that it does trigger more skin problems, including eczema. It's also a big problem for people with acne. So blood sugar imbalances are one of the big root causes for what I call the Olivia skin type, which is more of the acne prone people. But with eczema, one of the biggest ones is actually gluten. And that probably doesn't surprise you. I'm sure you're aware of that. Yeah. Another big one is dairy, which is another common one. Some of the ones, though, that surprise people sometimes are corn and eggs. And there certainly are others. Some people with eczema have problems with nuts. You know, there are a whole bunch of different ones. Those are some of the top triggers.
Hey, Healing Nation. I have to interrupt this episode for a second because I have something I could not wait to share with you. I'm so excited. We've all been a part of the story where we use cream after cream trying to moisturize our dry and painful eczema and nothing helps. If anything, they all hurt or stink, so we either end up putting up with the pain, thinking that it's normal, which it's not, or we stop using cream altogether, which is actually where I ended up, and it's not any better. Can you relate to any of those? Well, luckily, I stumbled upon a company called GladSkin, and they immediately caught my attention, and here's why. GladSkin's focus is not on masking the symptoms of eczema, but instead on balancing the skin's microbiome. The same way that we're changing what we eat to help balance our gut microbiome, GladSkin uses their patented endolysin called MicroBalance to balance the skin's microbiome. So what does this mean? In simple terms, we all have good and bad bacteria on our skin. But the eczema flare-ups and the irritation happen when there's more bad bacteria than good. So after learning the science behind GladSkin, I immediately got in contact with them to try it myself. And after just a few days of using it, my eczema wasn't dry and cracked anymore. And the best part, you want to know what it is? It never hurt or stung. I even used it on my kids, and I saw even more improvement on their eczema. It was almost gone within days. Not only did I find a cream that didn't hurt, but I also found a cream that helped restore the balance on my skin. So not only am I able to heal from the inside out, but now I'm healing from the outside in. It's amazing. So if you're anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of GladSkin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. That's gladskin.com. You will not regret it, guys. Alrighty, back to the podcast. Interesting. Yeah, I think food triggers, it can be so confusing because, as you mentioned, there can be, you know, there's those common ones like gluten and dairy, like you mentioned, but then there's, you know, you eat other things and you're like, wait, but I'm still getting a flare up, or I'm still, you know, my eczema is still getting irritated. So at least it's good to know that in your book, there's kind of like a like a foundation, like this is where you can start looking. Would you say that that's a good reference for yeah. people that are just like, where do I go?
Yeah. And oftentimes with eczema, it's good to work with a functional medicine doctor or a naturopathic physician that can do some testing. But what I found in my practice with doing food intolerance testing is that if someone has leaky gut, you need to heal that first before doing any type of food intolerance testing. Because what I was seeing is that if someone has leaky gut, and do your people know, should I explain what leaky gut is?
Yeah, no, please go for it. Explain it.
Okay. So, because this is really important for people with eczema. This is one of the big reasons that we get these unusual immune responses or immune responses that our body shouldn't be having. So, and that is, leaky gut relates to leaky skin. So leaky gut is hyperpermeability of the digestive tract lining. So the digestive tract lining is somewhat permeable. That's how it's designed, so that nutrients can slip through. But when it becomes what we call leaky gut, those little gaps become bigger than they should be. And so little particles of food can slip through. And then the body sees those as foreign and creates an immune response. So that's why your immune system then is always overreacting. It's you know, trying to fight off all these things. So it's important to then try and heal that so that you can have more of a typical response to eating foods. So early on in my practice, I would do food intolerance testing early on and then try and heal their leaky gut. And what would happen is that they do a test and all kinds of foods would show up on their test. And then the patient would be really frustrated because they'd feel like they couldn't eat anything. And so what I would do is I'd say, okay, so let's focus on the most common ones, the ones that we know are typically the problem, like the ones I talk about in my book, and let's work on healing your gut issues. We've got to, you know, strengthen, you've got to look at your diet and make sure you're getting in the right amount of fiber and, you know, healthy eating habits, plant products and things like that. And then we also want to, you know, maybe supplement with probiotics and those sorts of things to get the gut healed and address those things. And then I found when I would test, then we would really truly identify more of the foods that were actually the biggest trigger. And that was a lot easier for people. And by that time, their body just wasn't as reactive. So just like I was talking about leaky gut, what we're learning more about leaky skin is that the skin has this barrier function to it. And it's one of its biggest roles is to work as a protection from the outside world. And it does a great job with that. But when it starts to break down, and part of that has to do with the gut, part of it has to do with genetics, part of it has to do with things that we put on our skin, our environment. And so that barrier can actually start to break down. And then our skin becomes more reactive and it actually can become more absorptive too. So like toxic ingredients on the skin can actually absorb at a higher rate. And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to heal not only leaky gut, but also leaky skin. So initially in my practice, I focused a lot on that inside out approach, but I didn't really understand as much about leaky skin and about the skin microbiome. And when I added that piece in, and I talk about it in my book, that's when I really started to see more of my patients having that more of a full recovery from things like eczema. Because if you just approach it from the outside, you're only going to get so far. And if you only approach it from the inside out, you're going to get maybe even 80% better, but you're still going to be super reactive and sensitive. So then you know, it's good to do the exterior as well. So then that combination approach is when I saw that my patients and myself, when I was really noticing the biggest change.
Wow, that's so interesting, Dr. Cates, that you're able to kind of, you know, mesh the outside and the inside to be able to get better results. And that's probably the first time that I've actually heard it broken down that way, which is really interesting and good to hear. So I know with With my personal experience with eczema, a lot of the creams that you can try on can sting and burn and make your eczema even worse. So could you kind of guide us on like what ingredients should we avoid when we're trying to find a good lotion or cream to help hydrate our skin?
Yeah, it's really tricky with people with the Heath and Mammoth skin types. It really is. It can be very challenging. I typically encourage people to, as much as possible, start with that inside out approach. To really, as soon as you realize it's a problem, and as soon as you hear this interview or whatever it is, as soon as you get clued in, to start working on that inside out approach. And but I still know that you want something on the outside to calm down the skin. Now, I have had patients where I have them sometimes continue topical steroids because their skin is so inflamed and there's nothing else that they can put on their skin. That's the only thing that they can use. And so it really, so answering your question, it really depends on how someone is in this moment, how reactive their skin is. If it's super inflamed, they may not be able to just start with a natural salve. It might be too reactive. I don't see that very often. Usually people are able to go ahead and start switching over to more natural products topically. But I do want to kind of say, here's the extreme. And then on the other side of that, you know, some people, you know, never want to use anything synthetic, never want to use any kind of medication. And some people don't have to, which is great. And like I said, for my patients, I've done a little bit of both with them. And for myself at times, you know, I've had to do both as well. So when you look at sensitive skin, it's better to use topicals that have less ingredients, because you don't really know what you're going to react to a lot of times. So when you start with minimal ingredients, then, you know, and then just start to add to it. So if you have, I have a local compounding pharmacy that does a lot of compounded topicals, which means they're different than, you know, conventional pharmacies. They just order whatever is already out there from pharmaceutical companies. Compounding pharmacies are set up so they can actually make things in-house. And so what I'll do is I'll call in a prescription basically for my patients, and I'll start with something simple, and then I'll start adding some other more active ingredients to it. Now, I know that not everybody listening has that ability to do that. So, but still, if you start with something simple, and when you think about what you're trying to do, is your skin oftentimes is either really, really inflamed, really, really raw, really reactive. And so but you also want to get that barrier function back up. So a couple of things topically that can help with that. So some DIY stuff. One of the things that's really nice and soothing is yogurt or milk topically. So if you have that yogurt and milk sitting in your refrigerator and you're following my Clean Skin From Within program, just use it for your DIY recipes instead, for your skincare, instead of taking it internally, because on the outside, our bodies actually do well with some of the components of dairy. So the oils, the fats that's in dairy, as well as the lactic acid. It's not so much, people think it's from the probiotics, but probiotics, the beneficial bacteria in your skin is very different than the beneficial bacteria in your gut. So it's not going to have the same. If you were to like open up a probiotic capsule and put it on your skin, it's definitely not going to work in the same way. But what the thing about dairy is, the lactic acid and the oils is very soothing to the skin. So that's one thing. Honey also can be very soothing for the skin and healing. So those are great places. Oatmeal, not everybody with eczema can tolerate it, but you certainly could try it. And with my patients and my customers at the Spa Doctor, you know, I have a skincare line, and what I tell my people that have really sensitive skin is to always do a patch test whenever you're trying anything. And so if you're thinking about putting something on your face, sometimes the best place to test it is just below your jawline, and just apply a little bit. If you're applying it to the rest of the body, you can just do inside your inner arm, because this is, you know, where we have some of our more sensitive skin. And if you just do a little bit of the product And then wait, try not to get it wet, try not to wash that area for a good, you know, to give it a good chance, 48 hours. And then look to see, do you have any redness, irritation? And if you don't, then you can move forward. And then, so if you're doing a DIY, something DIY, you could just, you know, start with one ingredient and then add and then start to create these together. If you want to use, you know, something that's already made, I know a lot of our, customers like our body wash and our body lotion, body moisturizer that are more of the sensitive skin types because it, we formulated it with ingredients that help soothe the skin like oatmeal. So a lot of people, we have a lot of people ordering those products because of that. But again, it's good to do a skin patch test, and we have a 30-day money back guarantee. So if you do a skin patch test and it doesn't work for you, just send it back. And then same thing with the face products. Our face products are really soothing and calming. Our actually the face products that we have are step one cleanser. For people who can't use the body wash, the step one for the face is actually a lot of people will use it on their bodies. And in fact, I recently started to get from all the hand sanitizer I was using going out and about, I started getting eczema on my hands. And you know, that skin, there we go, that skin barrier function is being broken down from all of the stripping. And even though a lot of times I was using natural hand sanitizer, because of that high alcohol content, just strips all the oils from your skin. And that leaky skin just came right back. And then by that point, I was like nothing. I couldn't put anything on my hands. So I just started wearing gloves. And what I found was that I could still use my face, step one, my face cleanser. And I started putting it around the house all by all the bath, you know, and all the bathrooms so that I would remember to use that instead. And that was, it's so refreshing to be able to have something you can actually use. Because I know for years, when I was a kid and I had eczema, I just didn't want to bathe because I would get out of the bathtub and I would just be itchy. And I'd be crying and driving my mom crazy. So I know how frustrating it can be, but that's what you need to do is you need to just start simple. Find something that gets you through that phase. And as the healing of your skin starts, then you can do a little bit more and a little bit more. And in my book, I talk about ingredients and salves and topicals, as well as supplements and things that you can try, that you can add in. Everybody's going to be a little bit different, but it's, you know, just don't try and do all everything at once, because your skin is just not going to be ready for that. Different skin types will be different. Like people with acne, a lot of times I can just put do it like throw everything at them, and you know, we're going to do this topical and we're going to do these things intro, we're going to do it all at once. And they can do it. But with people with sensitive skin, we're just different.
We're special.
We're special.
Wow, Dr. Cates, you have shown such amazing things there. Like the DIY, I think I have to be patient enough for the patch testing, because I'm somewhere like, okay, I know I should patch. But then I'm like, let me just try it. And, you know, it's one of those things, you just got to be patient. And I like that you mentioned, like, you know, just kind of build up on the ingredients. The less ingredients, the better, which I thought was an amazing tip. So I am definitely going to use that for myself. But Dr. Cates, where can our listeners get your book, Clean Skin From Within? Because it sounds absolutely amazing, and I want to make sure everyone knows where they can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have a special going on right now where we're actually, the book is free. We're just asking people to pay the shipping and handling fee to get it to them. So it's only $9.95, and typically it's close to $23. So people, to find that, you can go to book.thespadoctor.com. So B-O-O-K, book.thespadr.com. So doctor's abbreviated DR. So book.thespadoctor.com. And then people can just go to thespadoctor.com to find other information, resources, and see our store where we have the Spa Doctor skincare products as well as our supplements.
Awesome. That is great, guys. And I will link everything she just mentioned in the show notes as well. So don't worry if you didn't catch that. I will have it there. And Dr. Cates, really quick before I let you go, I like to do a little lightning round. It's just fun, simple questions where you just answer kind of the first thing that pops into mind. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So, Dr. Cates, what is your favorite quote?
What's really funny is that my sister actually sent a quote to, we have like a little group family text that we send out inspirations and different things to. And she sent this today, so I'm going to share it. Ooh. Goodness is the only investment that never fails. And that's by Henry David Thoreau.
Ah, very nice. What an interesting little family chat. That sounds amazing. And like just a way to keep everyone together. That's so awesome. She came through. Your sister helped you out. That's awesome. There you go. Awesome. Dr. Cates, what is one common myth that you would like to debunk about healing our skin?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that people think that products just sit on the surface of our skin and they don't really get absorbed. But think of it like, before you put anything on your skin, think about it like this. Would you put it in your mouth or your child's mouth? Would you actually put it in their mouth? And if the answer is no, then it's not that you can't use it, but stop to ask yourself why and actually look at the ingredients, because of certainly skincare products aren't designed to be consumed internally. And I partly say that because don't get my skincare products and just start eating them. That's not why we made them. They're designed to be put on your skin, but you want to know why. Like, what are you putting on your skin? So it is a nice little just to stop yourself and ask.
I love it. That's awesome, Dr. Cates. And last question for you. What does healing mean to you?
Well, healing to me means inner and outer healing. And of course, that as I've been talking about, healing starts from within. And so that, you know, that mental, emotional, physical, and even as I mentioned at the beginning, spiritual side of healing, and that there are these layers. And so we need to start where we are because everybody's different, but we need to peel back those layers and make sure that we're addressing all of them.
Beautifully said, Dr. Cates. That's awesome. I knew this episode was going to be amazing to be able to, to be able to chat with you and pick your brain. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule and just helping us get one step closer to healing with everything that you shared. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
It has. And everyone, guys, go check out her book. Go check out her Instagram, her website. It's absolutely amazing. And Dr. Cates, I look forward to chatting with you again very soon. Alrighty, Healing Nation, that is it for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it as much as I did and got so much helpful information from Dr. Trevor Cates. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. Thank you, Healing Nation, for tuning into today's podcast. I want to remind you about the eczema cream Glad Skin that I was raving about earlier. This non-prescription eczema lotion has been so great, but not just for me, for my entire family. I even used it on my kids, Lucas and Leah, and I saw an improvement in their dry and red eczema within days. Glad Skin is so safe to use on children that in an interview that I had with the president, Skyler Stein, he went as far as saying that you could use it on an infant's eyelids. He left me shocked and speechless when I heard this. What I also love about GladSkin is it's hypoallergenic, it's free of steroids, free of fragrances, free of drying alcohols, and to top it off, it is preservative free. And I didn't know this, so I want to share it with you, but preservatives kill the good bacteria on our skin, which are critical for skin health. So if you or anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of GladSkin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. Once again, that's gladskin.com. You will not regret it. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.